The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 7th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple, and the soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
This is very important verse in Bhagavad Gita. It is a turning point of life. Katpanna dosa, miserly, dosa means fault. When one does not act according to his position, that is fault. And that is called miserly. So, everyone has got his natural propensities, svabhav. Yasya hi yas svabhavasya tasya asu duratikram. Svabhav, natural propensities, it is a common example it is given that yasya hi yas svabhavasya tasya asu duratikram. One habit is the second nature. One who has, is habituated, or one is nature, characteristic in some way, it is very difficult to change. The example is given, svajadi kriyate raja sakhin nasnu tupanam. If you make a dog a king, does it mean that he will not lick up shoes? Yes, dog's nature is to lick up shoes. So even if you dress him like a king and let him sit down on a throne, still as soon as he will see one shoe, he'll jump over and lick. This is called svabhav. Katpanna. So, in the animal life, it is not possible to change one's nature, which is given by material energy, prakriti, prakriti kriyamana. Karanam gunasanga sap, karanam gunasanga asa sadasad janma junishu. Why all living entities are part and parcel of God? Therefore, originally, the characteristic of the living entity is as good as God. Simply, it is a question of quantity. Quality is the same. Quality is the same. Mamai Vangsu Ji, the same example, if you take a drop of sea water, the quality, the chemical composition is the same, but the quantity is different. It is a drop and the sea is vast ocean. Similarly, we are exactly of the same quality as Krishna. We can study why people say God is impersonal. If I am of the same quality, yeah, God is also person. How he can be impersonal? If qualitatively we are one, then as I feel individually, so why God should be refused individuality? This is another nonsense. The impersonalist rascals, they cannot understand what is the nature of God. In the Bible also it is said, man is made after God. You can study God's quality by studying your quality or anyone's quality. Simply the difference is a quantity is different. I have got some quality, some productive capacity. We also produce, every individual soul is producing something, but his production cannot be compared with the production of God. That is the difference. We are producing one flying machine. We are taking very much pride that now we have discovered this Sputnik. It is going to the moon planet. But that is not perfect. It is coming back. But God has produced so many flying planets, millions and trillions of planets, very heavy, heavy planets. Just like this planet is carrying so many big, big mountains, sea, but still it is flying. It is floating in the air just like a cotton swab. This is God's power. Gama Visha. In the Bhagavad Gita I will find, Aham Dharayami Ojasa, who is sustaining all this big, big planet. We are explaining gravity. And in this Shastra we find that it is being carried by Shankarsan. So the quality is the same, but the quantity is different. So, because the quality is same, so we have got all the propensities as God has, as Krishna has. Krishna has got loving propensities with his pleasure potential, Srimati Radharani. Similarly, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have also got this loving propensity. This is Svabhava. But when we come in contact with this material nature, Krishna does not come into the contact of the material nature. Therefore Krishna's name is Ochyuta. He never falls down. But we are prone to fall down, to be under the Prakriti Kriyamana. We are now under the influence of Prakriti. Prakriti Kriyamana. Gunai Karmani Sarva. As soon as we fall down under the clutches of this prakriti, material nature, which means prakriti is composed of three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance. So we capture one of the qualities. That is the cause, karanam, guna-sanga. Guna-sanga means associating with different qualities. Guna-sanga, asya, jivasya. Of the living entity, that is the cause. One can ask, so if the living entity is as good as God, why one living entity has become dog and one living entity has become God, demigod, Brahma? But the answer is karana. The reason is guna-sanga asya, asya jivasya, guna-sanga. Because he is associating with a particular guna. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So these things are described very vividly in Upanishad. How guna-sangha acts. Just like a fire, there are sparks. Sometimes the sparks fall down from the fire. Now, there are three conditions of the fire spark falling down. If the spark falls down on dry grass, then it can immediately ignite the grass, the dry grass. If the spark falls down on ordinary grass, then it burns for some time, then again it becomes extinguished. But if the spark falls down on the water, immediately extinguished. The fiery quality. So those who are captured by the satogun, they are intelligent, they have got knowledge. just like Brahma. And those who are captured by the Rajagun, they are busy in material activities. And those who have captured Tamogun, they are lazy and sleepy. These are the symptoms. Tamogun means they are very lazy and sleepy. Rajagun means very active, but active like monkey. Just like monkey is very active, but they are all dangerous. As soon as monkey will never see inactive. Wherever it will sit down, it will bend. That. So, these are activities, foolish activities. But when one is in goodness, he is sober, he can understand what is the value of life, how one should live, what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life. The goal of life is to understand Brahma. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Therefore, the good quality means the brahmana. Similarly, kshatriya, they are guna-karma vibhags. Guna, guna has to be taken into account. Sri Krishna therefore said, chatur-bandang maya system guna-karma vibhags. We have captured some kind of goal. It is very difficult. But we can immediately transcend all gunas. Immediately. How? By bhakti yoga process. Sagunan samati taitana brahma bhuyaya kalvata. If you take the bhakti yoga process, then you are no longer influenced by either of these three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancabhyabhicharini bhakti yogi najasrivati. Anyone who is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, of Bhabhicharini, without any deviation, staunch, devout attention, such person, mancabhyabhicharini yogina, mancabhyabhicharini yogina bhajate ma, sagunana samatita. Immediately he began transcendental to all the qualities. So devotional service is not within this material quality. They are transcendental. Bhakti is transcendental. Therefore, you cannot understand Krishna or God without bhakti. Vaktyamama vijana. Only vaktyamama vijana. Otherwise, it is not possible. Vaktyamama vijana ki javan jaschami tattva. Reality. In reality, if you want to understand what is God, that you have to adopt this bhakti process, devotional service. Then you transcend. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada says that taktva sadharmam charanam bhujam hari. If anyone, even by sentiment, gives up his occupational duty according to guna, that is called sadharma. Sadharma means one's duty according to the quality he has acquired. That is called sadhana. The brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, they are divided guna karma vibhaga by guna and karma. So here Arjuna says that katpanna dosa apahata sabhava. I am kshatriya. He understands that I am doing wrong. I am refusing to fight. Therefore it is katpanna dosa, miserly. Miserly means I have got some means to spend, but if I don't spend, this is called miser, kripanata. So kripanata, there are two classes of man, Brahman and Shudra. Brahman and Shudra. Brahman means he is not miser, he has got the opportunity, great asset, of this human form of body. Many millions of dollars worth, this human. But he's not using it properly. Simply seeing it, how beautiful I am. Just spend your beauty. Utilize your asset, the human one. That is Brahman, to be liberated. Etat vidityaja prayati sa brahmana. One who knows. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, durlabhaga manusana janma, adhruvam arthadam. He was preaching amongst his class friends. He was born in a demonic family, Hiranyakashipu. And his class friends also, of the same category. So, Prahlad Maharaj was advising them, my dear brothers, let us cultivate Krishna consciousness. So, other boys, what do they know about Krishna consciousness? Prahlad Maharaj is liberated from the very birth. So, they say, what is this Krishna consciousness? They could not understand. So, he was convincing, durlabhaga manusanga janma tadapi adhruvam arthadam. This human body is durlabha. Labdhasu durlabham idam bhavshambhavan. This human form of body is a great concession given by the material age. People are so miscreant and foolish. They do not understand what is the value of this human form. They engage this body for sense gratification like cats and dogs. The Shastra therefore says, no, this human form of body is not meant for spoiling like the hogs and dogs. Nayang diha, diho hajang nilopi. Everyone has got a body, material body. But niloke, in the human society, this body is not to be spoiled. Nayam, ayam deha, deho bhajang niloke, kastana kaman arhati bilvujangi. This human form is simply working uselessly hard day and night for sense gratification. This is the business of the hog and dog. They are doing also the same thing. Whole day and night working hard simply for sense gratification. So, therefore in the human society, there must be a system of division that is called varnasandha. That is Vedic civilization. That is real called Arya Samaj. Arya Samaj does not mean to become rascal and fool and deny the existence of God. No. That is anarchy. Just like Krishna rebuked Arjuna, anarja justam. You are talking like anarja. One who is not Krishna conscious, he is anarja. Arja means who is advanced in Krishna consciousness. So really arja samaj means Krishna conscious person. Otherwise bogus. Bogus arja samaj. Because here from the Bhagavad Gita I see, Krishna says Arjuna, rebuking, because he was refusing to fight, because he does not know what is his duty. Again, Arjuna is admitting here that katpanna dosho pahatasvabhava. Yes, I am anarja, I become anarja, because I have forgotten my duty. So, actually Arjuna Samaj means Krishna conscious society. International Society for Krishna. Very hard. Not bogus. So here, Arjuna is explaining, putting himself, yes, katpanna dosha, because I am forgetting my duty. Therefore, avata sabhava, I am bewildered in my natural propensities. And Kshatriya should be always active. Whenever there is a war, there is fight, they must be very much enthusiastic. A Kshatriya, if another Kshatriya says, I want to fight with you, he cannot refuse. Yes, come on, fight, take sword, immediately come on. That is Kshatriya. Now he is refusing to fight, therefore he can understand, he can stand this side, not in front. He is forgetting his duty, Kshatriya duty. Therefore he is admitting, yes, katpanna duso apahatas sabhav. My natural duty I am forgetting. Therefore I have become miser. When you become miser, that is a disease condition. Then what is your duty? Then go to a person who can, just like when you become diseased, you go to a physician and ask him what to do, sir. I am not suffering with this disease. This is your duty. Similarly, when we are perplexed in our duties, or we forget our duties, it is very nice to go to the superior person and ask him what to do. So who can be superior person than Krishna? Therefore Arjuna says, Prichyami tvam, I am asking you. Because it is my duty, I am now falling in my duty, faulty. So this is not good. So I must ask somebody who is superior to me. That is the duty. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacche. This is the Vedic duty. Everyone is perplexed. Everyone is suffering in this material world, being perplexed, but he will not search out a bona fide guru, no. That is katpanna dosha. That is katpanna dosha. Here Arjuna is coming out of the katpanna dosha. How? He is asking Krishna, Prichyami tvam, my dear Krishna, you are the most superior person that I know, your Krishna. So I am perplexed. Actually, I am forgetting my duty. Therefore, I am asking you. So you have to approach the supreme person, means Krishna or his representative. All others are rascals and fools. If you approach a person, guru, who is not representative of Krishna, you are approaching a rascal. How will be enlightened? You must approach Krishna or his representative. That is one. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacche. So, who is guru? Samit prani sutriyam brahmanishtam. A guru is full Krishna conscious, brahmanishtam. And sutriyam. Sutriyam means who has heard, who has received knowledge by the Srutriyam Partha, by hearing from superior authority, evam parampara praptam, imam rajal sayogidu. So here we have to learn from Arjuna that when we are perplexed, when we forget our real duty, and therefore we are puzzled, then our duty is to approach Krishna as Arjuna is. So if you say, where is Krishna? Krishna is not there, but Krishna's representative is there. You should approach him. That is the Vedic intention. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacche. One must approach guru. And guru means Krishna, originally. Guru, tene brahma rida adhikavai, muhyanti jat suraya, janmadasya jataha, annayatitadatascha athesu avignasara. You have to approach. That is guru. So we consider, we take Brahma, because he is the first creature within this universe. He is accepted as the guru. He imparted, just like we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya. There are four sampradayas, Brahma Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya. They are all Mahajan. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. We have to accept the line of action which is given by the Mahajan. So Brahma is Mahajan. You will find Brahma's picture with Veda in his hand. He gave the first instruction of Veda. But where from he got the Vedic knowledge? Therefore Vedic knowledge is apaurusha. It is not man-made. It is God-made. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita. So how God, Krishna, gave to Brahma? Tene Brahma rida. Brahma means the Vedic knowledge. Shabda Brahma. Tene, he injected Vedic knowledge from Hida. Tisam satat yuktanang bhajatang priti buddha. When Brahma was created, he was perplexed. What is my duty? Everything is dark. So he meditated. And Krishna gave him knowledge that your duty is this. You do like this. Tene Brahma rida adikavaya. Adikavaya. Brahma is adikavaya. So, actual guru is Krishna. And here Krishna is advising the Bhagavad Gita, these rascals and fools will not accept Krishna as guru. They will go to some rascal and fool and miscreants, sinful person and accept guru. How you can be guru? So, guru is Krishna. Here is the example given by Arjuna. Prichyami itma, who is that tongue? Krishna. Why you are asking me? Dharma sanga mura chita. I am builder in my duties, dharma. Dharma means duty. Dharmant shakshat bhagavat pranita. Sanga mura chita. So, what I have to do? Jachaya. What is actually my duty? Shreya. Shreya and Priya. Priya, there are two things. Priya means which I like immediately. Very nice. And Shreya means ultimate goal. There are two things. Just like a child wants to play all day. That is childish nature. That is Shreya. And Priya means he must take education so that in future his life will be settled. That is prayer. Shreya. So Arjuna is asking not prayer. He is asking instruction from Krishna, not for the purpose of confirming his Shreya. Shreya means immediately he was thinking that I shall be happy by not fighting, not by killing my kinsmen. That he was like a child, he was thinking. Shreya. But when he came to his consciousness, not actually consciousness, because he's intelligent, he is asking for prayer, Shreya. Jat Shreya, Syat. What is actually my ultimate goal of life? Jat Shreya, Syat. Jat Shreya, Syat, Nishchitam. Nishchita means fixed without any mistake. Nishchita. In Bhagavad there is called Nishchita. Nishchita means you haven't got to make research. It is already settled up. This is the decision. So because we are with our teeny brain, we cannot find out what is the actual nishchitam fixed of Shreya? That you do not know. That you have to ask from Krishna. All is represented. These are the things. Jat Shreya Shyat Nishchitam Bruhi Tan Me. Say this, kindly, speak to me that. So why shall I speak to you? And here it says, Shishaste Ham. Now I am accepting you as my guru. I become your shishya. Shishya means Whatever he will say, I will accept. That is Shishya. The Shishya word comes from Sasdhapu. Sasdhapu. Shastra. Shastra. Shasan. Shishya. These are from the same root. Sasdhapu. Sasdhapu means rule, ruling. So we can rule in various ways. We can be ruled becoming a Shishya. Of a proper guru, that is Shastra. Or we can be ruled by Shastra, weapon. Especially king has got weapon. If you don't follow the king's instruction or government instruction, then there is police force, military force. That is Shastra. And there is Shastras. Shastra means book. Scripture. Just like Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. So we must be ruled either by Shastra, Shastra or Guru, or becoming Shishya. Therefore it is said, Shishyastyam, I become voluntarily. I surrender unto you. You become Shishya. What is the proof that you have become my Shishya? Sadhimang swang prabannam. Now I am fully surrendered. Purpose. So this knowledge required. How to find out real guru and how to surrender unto him. The guru doesn't mean that I keep a guru, as order supplier. My dear Guru, I am suffering from this. Can you give me some medicine? Yes, yes. Take this medicine. Yes. Not that good. If you are suffering from some disease, you go out to a physician. It is not Guru's business to give you some medicine. Guru's business is to give you Krishna. Krishna says, Tomar Krishna dite pap. Is praying Guru. Sir, you are devotee of Krishna. You can give me Krishna, if you like. This is the position of Shishya. Guru's business is how to give you Krishna, not any material things. For material things, there are so many in institution. But if you want Krishna, then Guru is required. Who requires a Guru? Tasmad gurum prapaddita jignyasu shreya uttamam sabde parechanishnatam brahmani upasamasrayam. Who requires a guru? Guru is not a fashion. I have got a guru. I shall make a guru. Guru means one who is serious. Tasmad gurum prapaddita. One has to seek out a guru. Why? Jignyasu shreya uttamam. One who is inquisitive and the supreme. Not guru make a fashion, just like we keep a dog fashion. Similarly, we keep a guru. That is not guru. Guru will act according to my decision. Not like that. Guru means one who can give you Krishna. That is guru. Krishna says tomar, because Krishna is guru. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Vedesu durlabha, adurlabha atmabhaktau. Vedesu durlabha. If you want to search out, although Vedas means knowledge, and the ultimate knowledge is to understand Krishna. Vedesu sarvai ahameva vidyam. This is the instruction. So, if you independently wants to study, Vedas, there are some rascals. They say, that we understand only Vedas. And what do you understand Vedas? I will understand Vedas. Vedas says, tad vijnanatham sa guru meva gacche. You will understand Vedas by taking one, purchasing one Vedas book, or taking it, you will understand Vedas. Veda is not so cheap thing. Without becoming a brahmana, nobody can understand a Veda. What is Veda? Therefore it is strict. Without becoming brahmana, nobody is allowed to study Vedas. It's all nonsense. What we will understand about the Vedas? So therefore, in order to achieve the highest goal of life, one should fully surrender to Krishna or his representative, then his life is successful. Thank you very much.